We continue our learning the Mishmas Davi Bebarachim Shem Chan Yaakov Mefedichos to Leo. We are in Tamid Perakei Mishnah Vav. Higiu Bein Ha'ulam LaMizbeach. The two Kohanim who were carrying, one of them was carrying the larger spoon that held the smaller spoon with the Ketores heaped up inside, and the other Kohanim was holding that golden shovel that had the coals. And we didn't make this point in the previous Mishnah, but it's worthwhile. The Ratanura had said that the coals were not that were used for the Ketores. That Kohen who took the coals, shoveled them, scooped them up, and brought them now inside. There was no pious for this. There was no lottery for this. Elamisha zocha b'ktores al yedei pious. The one who was zocha in the incense in the ktores through the lottery, omer lazeh she'imo, he would tell a kohen who's with him, zakeimi b'machta, I want you to have the zechus to take the coal. So this was, he just appointed a friend to be involved in this. So these two kohanim now arrive with the ktores and with the shovel of the coals between the ulam and the mizbeach. Natal echad es hamagrefa vizorka beina ulam lamizbech. So one of the kohanim took the shovel and threw it onto the floor between the ulam and the mizbeach. What is this? So the Bar Tanura says, magrefa, this is a special kli. This is not a shovel we're talking about. This is, we have a machta, that's the special shovel with the coals. And we have a spoon, a smaller spoon and a larger spoon, and we have ketores inside. But there's another shovel, and that's known as the magrefa, and they would throw it down because it'd make a loud noise. As the Mishnah will explain, it served three purposes to make this very loud noise. So one of these kohanim took this very large shovel, threw it onto the floor between the ulam and the mizbeach, and ein adam shomea kol chaveru b'Yushalayim mikol ha-magrefa. The sound was so loud that in Yushalayim, no one could hear the voice of his friend talking to him at that moment when this magrefa was thrown down because it was so loud. Ushloshu devarim ha'isim ha-shameshas. And that sound of the shovel served three purposes. Number one, kevan sheshomea es kola yodea she'echav ha-kohanim nechnasim lishtachavos v'huratzuva. A kohen who may be outside the azara and heard the sound of this magrefa being thrown down, we know that is the other kohanim are now entering the heichal to bow. And he would do the same thing. After the ketores was brought, all the kohanim, the azara, would come to the heichal, and they would do hishtach havaya. So any kohen that was outside the azara knew when he heard the shovel, they're about to bring the ketores, so it's so in a couple of seconds, be time for you to come in to bow with everybody else. So that was the first thing. The kol ha-magrefa was there, she'echav ha-kohanim, so he would know, yodeh she'echav ha-kohanim, nichnasim lihishtach havo. So hu ratzu ba, he'd run in to make sure to bow with everybody else. What else did this loud sound of the magrefa serve? What purpose did it serve? Uben Levi shishomas kol yodea she'achav aleviim nechnasim ledaber bashir v'huratzuba. A Levi who heard the sound of this falling would know, oh, it's time for me to join my brother Leviim to enter the azara to do the shir, to sing. And finally, Varosh HaMamad HaYamah Midas HaTameim Bashar HaMizrach. And when they heard the noise, the Rosh HaMamad, Rosh HaMamad, we assume was the head of the base Av of that day, 24 Mishmaros, as we said, and each day a different base Av would serve. So the base Av, the head of the base Av of that day, of that Mamad, not to be confused with Mamados, which is what Yisraelim do, as described in Maseches Tanis, this is the Rosh HaMamad of the Kohanim, of that base Av. So he would take the kohanim who were tameh and place them in the Shar HaMizrach in the eastern gate of the Har HaBayis. Why we bring the kohanim who were tameim to the Shar HaMizrach? So the Bar Tanura gives different opinions based on the Gemara. Is the Amri Kedei Levayshon? One is to embarrass them. Everyone sees, oh, look at these kohanim utame. Ulahodia v'shem b'nei Tumas Keri hu nimna la'avod. Oh, it's because of Tumas Keri that's the type of impurity that they have. And they should know that they were not careful. K'dei shizaher pa macheres, so they'll be careful another time. Or make sure to go to the mikvah in advance. So that's number one. V'yisdiyam, knowing that you're doing the avodah, you have to be more careful. V'yisdiyam mi b'nei achashad. And others say, no, not to embarrass them. It's to avoid avoid suspicion, shelo yachshedu shemelach she lemelachto halach vehiniach melavodis. People who knows, hey, this Kohen, Mr. Cohen, Mr. Katz is not doing the avod today. Isn't his beis av? Aren't they serving today? Oh, I guess he had better things to do than serving the beis av mikdash. No, this way people will know. Al yedu shemine tumas ones shel sheretz odavar acherim and melavod. It's because of some type of ones of tuma that they had of a sheretz or something else. That's why they were prevented, they refrained from doing avodah. So this way they would be lined up. So people would say, oh, he's tamei, that's why he's not serving today. V'aramam kasav said about a different reason, a different explanation for this. Shemitzoroyim shekevar taru mitzara tam ayu ma'amidam shar ha-mizrach. People at tzaras who are now have become purified from the tzaras, they would stand in the shar ha-mizrach k'dei sheyu mizumanim lizrok aleim dam ha-asham. So they'd be ready so that the dam ha-asham from the special carbon would be sprinkled for them to receive the full tahara. Perek vav mishnah aleph. Hechelu olim bimalos ha'ulam. So we learned already in the third perek that the Kohen was collecting the ashes of the Mizbech HaPnimi, the Ketores, that of the ashes of the Ketores, and that was in a basket, in a tenny, in a golden basket, and he left that in the Heichal. Another Kohen was collecting the whatever oil that wasn't used in the wicks from the five menorah. Neros, remember we start with the five, and that was in a jug, also made out of gold, and that was left on the steps in front of the menorah. So they have to finish this avoda. So that's what the Mishnah here describes. Hechelu olim b'malos ulam. So these kohanim, the Mishnah is referring to the kohanim who had the ketores and the shovel of the coals. When they start walking up the 12 steps up to the entrance of the ulam, so now it's time for the ketores and the menorah cleaners to get to work. Mishezachu b'dishin mizbeach ha'pnimi v'ha'menorah hayu makdimin lefneim. So they would go ahead of these other kohanim who were doing the ketores. Obviously, you have to want to clear off what the ketores is done, and the menorah as well. So they would go before the kohanim who were bringing the ketores. The cleaners would go first. Misha zocha b'dishin mizbeach ha'pnimi nichnas. The one who was zocha to clear the ashes from the mizbeach ha'pnimi where the ketores was in the heichal, he would go v'natal esateni. He would take the basket that was left there from before v'shtachav v'yatza, and he bowed down and he left. Misha zocha b'dishin ha'menorah nichnas. So he entered umatzah shtei neros mizrachim dokim. Remember, he only cleaned out the five. But now the two neros that are closest to him are still lit. So he kept them lit, or he had to relight them based on baboker that we discussed in previous mishnayos. Midashin es hamizrachi. So now if both lamps are burning, he would have to clear out the ashes from the easternmost lamp, because remember the ma'aravi had to be lit. Because that Ner Maravi had to stay lit so that he could light from that Ner Maravi, that which was the second candle, according to one interpretation at least, he had to light the menorah Ben Arbaim in the evening. So that would stay lit the whole time. Mitzoshe Kava. Let's say that we found that the Ner Maravi had extinguished. Midashno, he would have to clear it out from the ashes. Umaliko mizbech ha'ola, and immediately light it from the fire on the mizbech ha'nechoshes. Natal esakuz mimalashnia. Then he took the jug. The jug had the leftover oil and the ashes, etc., from the second step in front of the menorah v'shtachav v'yatza, and he bowed and he left as well. These two kohanim then, of course, brought the ashes and had to dump them on the special place, which was to the east of the Mizbeach HaChitzon, on the floor of the Azara. And they emptied them, and then they came back to the steps of the Ulam with the jug, with the tenny, and came back to the Ulam itself. Bartuna makes a couple important points. How is it possible that you'd find the Mizbeach, the Ner Ma'aravi, extinguished? So he says, Kigo La'acha Shemesh Shimon HaTzadik, after the passing of Shimon HaTzadik, Shelo Hayo HaNeis, where the Neis didn't exist anymore. And Bein Shekaba Achshav La'acha Shechita HaTamid, Bein Shematzo Shekaba Kodim Shechita HaTamid. Makes no difference whether you found the Ner Ma'aravi that extinguished after you shechted the Kaban HaTamid, or before, and you had to light it. Either way, the halacha is you need to relight it. And why would you relight it from the Mizbech Olah? So says the Baratunu, Dechsev, Eish Tamid Tukal Al Mizbech. Eish Shenamar Ba Tamid. Dechsev Lahalos Ner Tamid. The Eish that the Torah describes as Tamid. Eish Tamid is the Mizbech, is the Eish Tamid, which is on Mizbech. That which is called the Eish, that's called Tamid. So that should be used for what? For Eish that has the word Tamid written as well. Dechsev Lahalos Ner Tamid. So the Eish Tamid should be used to light the Ner Tamid.